I have a song that we're going to play before we do offering, because the words are really awesome. The song is Jesus, Friend of Sinners. It's not a really new one, but every time I hear that, it's like, we like think, yeah, Jesus is a friend of sinners, but everybody's a sinner. But when in the Bible they're saying he ate and drank with sinners, it was like the religious people who they considered to be sinners. They weren't considering themselves, but we're all like that. And Jesus sat and ate and drank with them. He didn't separate himself and go, I'm better than you. You know, you're a sinner. I'm better than you. He wouldn't have talked to anybody because he was better than all of us. But he put himself right in there. He didn't say, you know, well, the choices you're making, I just can't talk to you. You know, and that's the way that as a church, I think a lot of times as Christians, that's how we kind of come across to the world. Like, well, we might have been sinners, but we're not sinners anymore. I mean, you know, we're saved now, so somehow we're better. But we're not better. We've just met Jesus, and he's better. Amen. So we have him, but that doesn't make us better. And we need to remember that we are sinners. And Jesus, if he wouldn't be a friend of sinners, then we wouldn't have any hope. And we wouldn't have been able to know him or have any future. We would all just be on our way to hell. And if Jesus had been afraid to go to the lepers because, ew, he might get what they had, then nobody would get healed. But he wasn't afraid of that. And that's kind of what the song is saying, is like, that's who Jesus is, and that's who we need to remember, that we are his ambassadors. And therefore, we need to be acting the way he acts. And Pastor Glenn telling us to go back there and look at Jesus and touch, you know, look at the painting and touch hands and ask God to speak to us. It was like, we need to listen to this song first while we're in that mode of wanting for Jesus' eyes to look through us. We want to see through his eyes, and we want to touch with his hands, and we want to speak his words, not the words that our flesh wants to speak to judge and separate. But we want to be Jesus to those around us. And the only way to do that is to love them the way he loved. He didn't condone their sin, but he loved them so much that they didn't want the sin anymore.